From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. With a pledge to link arms with businesses, nonprofits, and residents to tackle tough issues like affordable housing and air quality, Erin Mendenhall took the reins as Salt Lake City's mayor today. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
After taking the oath of office on the steps of the city and county building, Mendenhall, a former air quality activist, announced her first official change as mayor.
Starting today will be the policy of Salt Lake City government to ensure the impact on our air quality is a consideration in every choice we make. The kind of big structural change we need to deliver on air quality can't happen overnight, but we have to start somewhere.
Mendenhall also said she wants city government to work better for residents and hinted at removing barriers between departments. There was a heavy police presence around City Hall, where over the weekend, police swept an encampment of people supporting the city's homeless and arrested 17 protesters. After her inauguration, Mendenhall told reporters that she understands concerns about a lack of beds and is looking for more emergency shelter space now that the Road Homes downtown shelter has closed. Three city council members were also sworn in today. Incumbents Andrew Johnston and Anna Valdemoros are joined by newcomer Dan Dugan, who ousted former councilman Charlie Luke by fewer than 200 votes in November. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
The Take Shelter Coalition is refuting the way police are characterizing the conflict this weekend between homeless activists and law enforcement. The coalition says ticketing people for camping when there are no available beds is a cruel measure. The Salt Lake City Police Department says that the shelters were not full Saturday night. Police also said that the demonstrators refused to let medical professionals into the camp when someone there was experiencing an emergency. But protesters say that the personnel refused to enter the park without police escorts. A second Democrat has jumped into the race for governor. 31-year-old Nikki Pino, who works at a home for troubled youth in Mapleton, says as governor he wants to put more money into education, build a subway system along the Wasatch Front, and stop pharmaceutical companies from advertising opioids directly to patients. Pino filed today his intent to gather signatures to get on the primary ballot. The other Democrat who has declared his candidacy, Zachary Moses, has not yet filed his intent to gather signatures. A poll from UtahPolicy.com and Y2 Analytics shows a majority of Utahns are against a potential change to the state constitution that would redistribute state income tax revenues. Currently, all state income taxes must be earmarked for public education spending. The proposal would open up that money for use in other state programs, as long as public education funding was in some way protected. It's part of a larger tax reform package proposed by legislators in a special session and has been widely criticized by voters. Starting this year, Utah will charge more to drivers of electric cars. As KUER's John Reed reports, the state is one of many around the country raising registration fees as future revenue from the gas tax is expected to fall.
Utah drivers will now pay $90 to register their fully electric cars. That's up from $60 last year and will go up again next year. But the state is also starting an alternative program that would charge drivers based on the miles they drive. If drivers opt in, they'll install a monitor on their cars and pay per mile, though they wouldn't pay more than the registration fee. Tiffany Pocock, who manages the program, says the costs aren't meant to deter drivers from going electric.
If no one is going to the pump, which is how we are generating revenue currently, we need to start thinking about how to build and maintain the roads.
Less than 2% of Utah cars are electric. Josh Kraft with Utah Clean Energy says as climate change becomes a more urgent problem, lawmakers should be cautious about potential barriers to reducing emissions.
I think electric vehicles paint a great picture of the benefits that we'll have for acting. It's not all pain.
Kraft agrees the new electric vehicle fees likely won't steer people away. Bigger barriers are still the upfront costs and fears over how far they can drive before having to recharge. John Reed, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.